Plug Word Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Daniel, and we're in chapter 9. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
Do what I said, read for 50 years, and finally, oh, there's weeks and years back here, maybe we can plug that in. Ultimately, this journey began to give way to light. And they began to say, well, it's got to be years. Because some things began to resonate, like troublesome times and 7 weeks. Why did he give that 7 and 2? Because he wanted them to have something they could get their mind around that was smaller, a smaller detail. And when you begin to realize the smaller detail, it begins to help you understand the bigger one. The 7 weeks is the time of a jubilee. They've just rebuilt the city walls, but the city's not populated. It's just a walled-in place of ruins. The Bible says even that the houses weren't built yet. And it took 49 years for everybody to do that. And when Nehemiah looked around and he saw all this room inside the walls, nobody's living there, he went out to all of the people who were exiled from Babylon and came back into their land, and he said, you guys need to come and move inside the city. So what are they doing? They're leaving their inheritance in jeopardy. But it's the same thing as saying, we need your help, and we need you to move in here, just like brother to brother. But in the year of Jubilee, you all get to go home again. So now I'm parsing, and I'm saying it's 70 weeks of years. Because I remember Jubilee is 1 week of years. But the idea is that Jubilee was 49 years, and they got the whole week's thing knit in the fabric of that. And so they begin to put their minds around it. So they got one little bite to help them understand 62. Okay? So now because they understand this, they get the 62. But here's the thing. You come to our day and we don't go under the same calendar they do. We have a 365-day year. So when everybody was trying to crack this code, as it were, the thing that thrills our heart, God's prophecy, He loves you, He wants you to know, somebody figured out that they weren't going by the same calendar, because when they put all the numbers together, it came up too short or too long. And what was happening was they had an extra 5 days, and they were going beyond, they were shooting by the mark. If they went days, it said, no, that's not good, that's too short, there's nothing going on there. And then they'd go years, and then this is way past and things. But somebody said, wait a minute, there's a thing called a prophetic year. There's a prophetic year. It's the one that you can first see cataloged under Noah. It talks about when he began building. It was on the 17th of the month. And then another month, it was 1 month was 17th. The next month, it was 17th. And it's like they were all the 17th. They were 30-day months. They were 30-day months, not a 28, and a, you know, 30 and a 31 like we have on a solar calendar. So when they began to back up and they plugged in 360-day years, guess what happened? They began to see something coming into focus, and they begin to go back. Wait a minute, what was that date? What happened on the date 483 years later? What happened? Jesus rode into the city of Jerusalem, and he presented himself as the king. 483 years from the time of the going forth of this edict, Messiah the Prince will come. Zechariah said, behold, O Jerusalem, your king cometh, meek and riding upon the foal of an ass. What an amazing God we serve. We call it the triumphal entry, the day that Jesus presented himself as the king. And they were screaming, or they were shouting, they were laughing and dancing, and they were saying, Hosanna! Hosanna to the Lord! Hosanna to God in the highest! Hosanna means save now! Save now! And you begin to see that God had pinpoint accuracy on all of this. And when you look at this, you begin to think, whoa! But what happened? We know what happened because we're here and we can look over our shoulder. We can see history. They rejected him a couple days later. And they went from Hosanna, save now, to crucify him within a week. How tragic, right? Look what it says in verse 25. It says, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem unto Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks. You know what that is now. And 62 weeks. And then it says the street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublous times. So you begin to see what those are. That's 483 years he says he's going to have. So you got 483 years you're going to have. And so you're seeing this and you're thinking, wait a minute, there's something missing. He said 70. So you begin to read further. It says in verse 26, and after the 62 weeks, shall Messiah be cut off. It was less than a week. Less than a week! What does that tell you about the caliber of the hearts of that generation? You know, I don't want to be too hard on the Jews because I told you at the outset what tethers me is that they were walking in clouds and thick darkness. They had to obey. That was their calling. Obey. Carry the ark. Be stewards of the law. Tell the rest of the world about who I am. And what they did was instead of building bridges, they built walls and fences. I mean, they were constantly thinking that they didn't want to be in touch with anybody outside their walls when they were super spiritual. Sometimes they said, we want to be like the rest of the world. So they were leaving everything fallow in the temple, and it got really bad. Ezekiel shows us the wickedness surrounding the temple during the times of the captivity. But what I'm trying to show you is that they were walking where you and I do not have to walk. And within 1 week, they were willing to crucify the sweetest, most awesome person who ever walked on this earth. And we were involved in it through the Romans. We had the hammer. We had the nails. We had the ability to say no. It's not one or the other. But what God did was because they did what they did, a blindness in part, the Bible tells us, has come over Israel in Romans 9, 10, and 11. You should read that sometime and try to work your way through it. A blindness in part has come over them, but they are going to be awakened. Back to verse 26, after 62 weeks. Now, you could get a little befuddled because why didn't he mention the 7 years? Because they're already in the wings, okay? So he, even though it's none of it's happening yet, he's showing us these are segments you need to ponder and think about. So they've had their jubilee. Everybody gets to go back to their land. The city's established in 7 weeks of years. And then you have this year, this 62 weeks hanging out there. He says, after that 62-week period, shall Messiah be cut off. Now, let me tell you something about the 62 years. The 62 years is 62 weeks of years. When you add up the 7 times that, and you get the years and you get the number, it's 434 years. This part right here, all by itself, 432 years. Do you know how long it was that God was not speaking to God's people? It was 400 years. It's called the intertestamental time. The time between the testaments. At the final period written in the book of Malachi, God went dark. Now, that didn't mean he wasn't doing anything. It didn't mean he didn't have people who believed in him. What did he have? He had the Maccabees. Remember the Maccabees? The books that are in the Catholic Bible, which is sort of a history, but they're not scripture. Okay, it's called pseudo-epigraphical. People say it's scripture. It's not. There's a number of them, Tobit and a couple of those. But the Maccabees tells us history that's real. It's during the times of the Maccabees that Hanukkah was established, because at a point in the 400 years, Jerusalem was out of control and Antiochus Epiphanes had desecrated the temple because he offered a pig on the altar and they couldn't worship there, and it was under control of bad Jews who weren't really standing up for right and willing to die, bad priests and so forth. And so the Maccabees were guerrilla warfare soldiers for Israel. And they would fight against Antiochus. And they would push back against Antiochus. And eventually they would win. Understand that here we have them fighting a good fight. And then they get to the temple and it's desecrated. What do they have to do? They have to cleanse it. He just made it odious. They desecrated it. And they had to have so many nights of oil. And they had enough oil for one night. They had to have 8 nights. They only had one night worth, one night of oil. So they said, well, light that and we'll see what God has in mind. And for 8 days, that one day's worth worked. And that's where Hanukkah came from. Jesus observes Hanukkah in the New Testament, in the Gospels. So it became a thing on their calendar, just like Purim became a thing with Esther and so forth. So what I'm showing you is that we have 434 years. That's what 62 weeks adds up to. Well, that's 400 years of silence. What happens after 400 years of silence? Jesus is born. He's 33 about when he died, right? 34. Give or take, in the sense of the calendars kind of flip. He was born like the second year or the third year of A.D. You know, there's a little fudging on the calendars because this was not an exact science in the rear view. But when you put it all together, he was born at the end of the quietude. And it's 62 weeks, and Jesus has just got enough time there to have his life. And it says, and after the 62 weeks, which includes quietude and light, the blazing light of Jesus' presence, you now have, he was cut off. Isn't that amazing? These are very specific things. So the Lord wants us to know something. But he also tells us this. He says in verse 26, he shall be cut off, but not for himself. Understand. Not for himself. Well, what did he say in verse 25? He said that he would make an end of sins. The Bible says that the Son of Man was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. That's what he did. He destroyed the devil at the cross. That's what he did. So now every Jew and every Gentile has the right and ability to come boldly to get saved. The veil was rent at that day because of that great earthquake, and God said the way is open symbolically. But the Bible tells us that he was cut off, but not for himself, because he died for our sins, not for himself. He did nothing wrong. He was as a lamb before his shearers was dumb. He didn't open his mouth to defend himself. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter. And the Bible says it pleased the Father to bruise him. That the Father laid on Jesus the iniquity of us all. But the Jewish people are not done yet, because this is Israel's history. We have 7 weeks and 62 weeks, 483 years, and the clock stops. Because after that, Messiah was cut off within a week. And then it goes on to say, he was cut off, but not for himself, verse 26. It says, and the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. Now, understand, it didn't say the prince was there. It says the people of the prince that shall come will destroy the sanctuary and the city. This happened in 70 A.D., about 35 years after Jesus died. And it was prophesied it would happen. In 70 A.D., the city of Jerusalem was decimated. Jesus had prophesied of it in Matthew 24. He was asked by the disciples, look at this beautiful temple that Herod's building. And they were just in awe of how opulent it was. They were thinking, man, this is hearkening back to the days of Solomon, certainly, the most glorious temple, Solomon's temple. But look what he's doing. He's restoring. And Jesus, isn't that great? I mean, you're here, you're the king, now we got this. And he said, listen, I'm telling you this, that a day will come when not one stone will be left upon another in this temple you're looking at right here. They were thinking, he's the king, there's the temple, he's going to rule from Jerusalem, this is the kingdom. Remember in the book of Acts chapter 1, will you restore the kingdom at this time, Lord? They were constantly looking for the kingdom. And these are the good guys, okay? They didn't hear him say, you're going to have to suffer. They're going to deliver you up to councils. You're going to be put to death. All in Matthew 24, he was telling. Your own family is going to betray you. It's amazing, right? They just were one note, man. Kingdom, kingdom, kingdom. Well, that didn't serve them too well. The disciples didn't fall for it, but most of the Jews had a little bit of a hiccup. They couldn't quite get it right. And as a result of their denial of Christ, their hand in the crucifixion of Christ, 35 years later, sanctuary and the city would be destroyed. And when it says desolations are determined, and it'll come in like a flood, this destruction. Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.